Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Friday, TGIF, thank God it's Friday, and you know, every Friday can be a good Friday if you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Have you done that yet? Are you saying to the radio, well, I'm not sure how I know if I've done that yet? Oh, well, it's very easy to know that. Once you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you act in a certain way. You act having experienced amazing grace, because grace is not a thing. Grace is a person named Jesus. And when Jesus dwells in our hearts, and he said, whoever does the will of my Father and I will come and dwell, make our home in you, you know you've accepted Jesus Christ, when as a matter of fact, you find the things of this world, especially the things that are alien to the teachings of Jesus Christ, you don't find them attractive anymore. You find that your joy comes from following Jesus, from reading the Bible, to belonging to a community of believers, to doing all the things that I've been talking about in the Beatitudes up to today. So let's include one more, okay? Today's reflection is going to be on Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. How about that, huh? To be called a child of God. How do you get to be called a child of God? Well, you imitate Jesus Christ. You know, when we talk about peace, and this is the last day of this week that the program's on, Friday. Well, we have to connect today's program with the very opening of the week when I talked on Monday about blessed are the meek, they shall inherit the earth. Because in Monday's program, I was trying to make the point that people who are meek are not wimps. They are not doormats to abuse. The definition I gave for meekness is power held in reserve. Now, when you talk about peacemakers, that has to be underscored. That has to be emphasized once again, right? That peacemakers are not meek. Peacemakers are not doormats to people's abuse. But they are people who are trying to make the power of God, the teachings of Jesus, real in the world in which they live. And the world in which we live, unfortunately, is filled with a lot of conflict. Peace is not the absence of activity. Some of the busiest people I've known have also been peaceful. Peace is not becoming catatonic. Peace is not becoming disinvolved in the world. Okay? Peace is a way of life. A way of life that recognizes the following points. A. God is involved in my life on a day-to-day basis. Okay? When a person realizes that God is involved in his or her life on a day-to-day basis, wow, you can have a peace that Jesus says the world cannot give. Why? Because you know you're not taking on all the problems of the world by yourself. You are not trying to settle all the problems in the world by yourself. You are not going to allow bullies to overwhelm you. You're not going to be intimidated by terrorist threats. Because, why? God is involved in my life on a day-to-day basis. Okay. To be a person of peace, which is a way of life, is based on this. Second point. God dwells in all of us. So what needs to be done in human relationships? The God principle in me needs to get in touch with the God principle in the other person. Is that easy? No, I didn't say it's easy. Does God dwell in the other person? Yes. Do people sometimes cover over the image of God with violence or selfishness? Absolutely. You know and I know that happens, unfortunately, far too many times. But what a peacemaker does is try to free that person, to get them to think in new categories, to see other options to resolving conflict, and to invite that person to get in touch with the God principle that dwells in that person. All major religions are against violence, except in self-defense. Some of the people who call themselves practitioners of those religions are violent people who do very evil things. But just because they call themselves a practitioner of that, whatever the religion is we're talking about, doesn't mean they really are. You know? Just because you go to a garage doesn't make you a car. Just because you go to church, for example, doesn't make you a Catholic. There's more than just some slavish attendance. Going to church is very important. I really want people to belong to a faith community so they don't face the problems all by themselves. They have the power of the solidarity. They have the power of the liturgy, the power of the worship service, the power of the Eucharist. Okay? But if we somehow can interact with people who we too quickly call an enemy, well, let me use the words from the poet Longfellow. He once wrote, "If we could read the secret histories of our worst enemies, we would find enough sadness and suffering to disarm all hostility." Amen to that. I'm going to say it again. It's so powerful. If we could read the secret histories of our worst enemies, we would find enough sadness and suffering to disarm all our hostility. Okay. The third point that I think having a way of life that is peaceful, what it's dependent upon, this third point is there are legitimate differences of opinion. You have to know that. There's a saying, it goes like this. In essentials, unity. In non-essentials, diversity. And in all things, charity. Right? Right. There are legitimate differences of opinion depending on what the issue is. One has to recognize that. When we do, we have that peace in our heart. And when we talk with great respect. We recognize the God principle in the other person. We strive with a lot of energy, a lot of effort, often tiring effort, to find common ground. Find common ground. On Monday, I quoted Martin Luther King Jr. when I was talking about meekness. I want to quote him again. Same quote. Because of the weapons that we now have in our world. And more countries are becoming countries with nuclear weapons, unfortunately. Martin Luther King Jr. said this, "Our choices are no longer between violence and nonviolence. Our choices are between nonviolence and non-existence. Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me," the song says. Why does it have to begin with me? Well, where else would it begin? It has to begin with you. So that you make ripples in your own family, in your own workplace, in your own neighborhood, in your own church. We need to make ripples. Peacemakers have to practice what they preach, right? How? Of course they have to practice what they preach. Yeah. It's like the person who said, "Your actions speak so loud, I can't hear your words." You can't be a person who's constantly talking about peace if you don't radiate that in your own life. Where does the peace come from? Well, of course you know what I'm going to say. The peace comes from the presence of God who dwells in your life. Jesus would say, "Let your light shine." This is an area of transparency, right? When you have a deep abiding peace, it's evident to people. You're not weak. You're a peacemaker. And you'll be called a child of God. Imagine being called a child of God. And you know where your destiny is. It's to spend all eternity with God in heaven. Our prayer partners today are cabinet officers. You know, the president often depends on his or her cabinet officers to really help them gather information, make good decisions, make plans. They have great responsibility. May God bless cabinet members of the presidential team. Today's food for thought goes like this. Everyone needs to be loved, especially when they don't deserve it, okay? Because love has to be free, right? You don't really earn love. Love is free. And the people that you don't particularly like, because they haven't done anything to win your favor, if you love them, perhaps you will love them into freedom. Perhaps you'll get to help them see themselves in a new light. Perhaps they will end destructive behavior when they experience the kind of love that the food for thought is talking about today. All right, you ready for today's humor? A small attempt to make you smile or laugh? This doctor and lawyer get on an elevator one day together. And so the doctor says to the lawyer, "What do you do about people who see you on the street and always are asking you medical questions?" The lawyer says, "I would send them a bill." The doctor said, "Thank you." A couple of days later, the doctor got a bill from the lawyer. That's clever, huh? Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Why would you contact me? Well, you would let me know you listened to the program. You have no idea how much a shot in the arm I get when I hear from people who say they listen to the program. And for those of you who already contacted me, thank you. For those of you who haven't yet, just drop me a note. You can include your prayer intentions. I faithfully take all prayer intentions to prayer when I go before the Lord, when I talk to Jesus from my heart. You can let me know if you want to receive my newsletter. It comes out 6 times a year. There's no charge for it. It's very helpful for people who want to know where I'm preaching. There's a lot of human inspiration in it. It talks about my hospital in Mexico and the strides we're making to help the poor and those who have great sicknesses. And, by the way, can you help me? Can you help me keep my hospital going? Can you write a generous check? Make it out to TASH. T as in Thomas. TASH. It stands for the Anna C. Toller Hospital. Hospital is named after my mother. Tash, Inc. Send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And as I like to remind you, if you're comfortable using the Internet, why not visit my website? I think you'll really like it. There's a lot of good stuff on there, from inspiration, the prayers, the humor, information about my hospital, etc. It's Father Scott, spell out Father, fatherscott.com. I think you'll like it. So we join me in the beginning of the peace prayer of St. Francis. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord.